Sports. I'm for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Let's check baseball first. The boys' state baseball championships finishing up Saturday at Principal Park in Des Moines. The Class 1A championship game saw Martinsdale St. Mary's capture their second consecutive 1A title as the Blue Devils posted an 8-3 win over the Lansing Keyhawks on Saturday. With that title game win, the Blue Devils at 44-0 this year improved their national best winning streak to 87 in a row. In the Class 2A championship, Josh Marching and Calvin Matthews combined in a 5-hit shutout for the Davis County Mustangs as they defeated the Gilbert Tigers 2-0 to win the 2A crown. The Mustangs culminate a 23-game winning streak with that state title. In the 3A championship game, Brandon Shalista pitched a complete game for the Solon Spartans as they defeated the Harlan Cyclones 6-1. In the 3A title contest, the Spartans won last year's 2A championship, and now they claim the 3A title in their first year in that class. Harlan had the Spartans on the ropes early when they scored a first-inning run. Alex Brown doubled with two outs and scored on an RBI single by Derek Schwartz, but the Cyclones wouldn't scratch the plate for the rest of the game as they finished 21-15. Shalista completed all 7 innings for the Spartans, allowing 1 run on 4 hits, walking 1, and striking out 9 as he finishes with a 10-0 mark on the year. The 4A final saw the Dowling Catholic Maroons pound out 14 hits, and they cruised to a 6-1 victory over Mason City to win the 4A title. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Justin Verlander flirted with his second no-hitter of the year, and his Detroit Tigers held on for a 3-2 win over the visiting Angels. The Tigers' ace held L.A. hitless until Maicires Torres touched him for a 2-out single in the 8th inning. Verlander improves to 15-5. Jose Valverde pitched a scoreless 9th inning, completing the combined one-hitter and earning his 28th save in 28 chances this year. Angels' ace Jared Weaver was ejected for throwing a pitch over Alex Avila's head in the 7th inning. That was right after Carlos Guillen showboated on a solo homer. That loss drops him to 14-5 on the year. Elsewhere around the American League, Dustin Pedroia hit a go-ahead 2-run single in the 7th inning, and Boston beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 to capture 2 of 3 games in their series at U.S. Cellular Field. The AL East-leading Red Sox remained 2 games up on the second-place Yankees. Brett Gardner's bases-clearing triple highlighted a 4-run 4th inning as the Yankees went on to beat visiting Baltimore 4-2. Brandon Morrow struck out a season-high 11 to win for the 3rd time in 4 starts, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Texas 7-3. Kansas City topped Cleveland 5-3, dropping the Indians 2.5 games behind the AL Central leading Tigers. Jeff Francoeur and Alex Gordon homered for the last-place Royals, who took 2 of 3 from the Tribe. Coco Crisp keyed Oakland's offense with 2 hits and 3 stolen bases, leading Brandon McCarthy and the Athletics past the Minnesota Twins 7-3. And Jeremy Hellickson held the Seattle Mariners to 5 hits and a run over 7-plus innings, becoming the first AL rookie with 10 wins, as the Tampa Bay Rays rolled to an 8-1 victory. In National League action, after homering twice earlier in the game, Raul Ibanez hit the game-winning double in the 10th inning, lifting East-leading Philadelphia to a 6-5 win over Pittsburgh that completed a 3-game sweep of the visiting Pirates. Ibanez's 2-run homer in the 8th inning tied the game at 5. Now, that win, coupled with Atlanta's loss to Florida, boosts the Phillies' division lead over the second-place Braves to 6 games. Florida beat Atlanta 3-1 as Florida closer Leo Nunez came in the 9th and walked off with a 30th save under his belt. The West-leading Giants wrapped up a 2-4 road trip with their worst loss of the season. Johnny Cueto pitched a 3-hitter, and the Reds completed a 3-game sweep of visiting San Fran 9-0. Also, Joe Saunders came within 4 outs of his second straight complete game as Gerardo Parra homered twice, and the surging Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-3. They're now within 2 games of National League West-leading San Francisco, heading into their 3-game showdown in the Bay Area starting tonight. Jesus Guzman drove in 3 runs, including the go-ahead run in the 6th and the 6-run 8th inning, as the San Diego Padres avoided a 3-game sweep with an 8-3 win over the Colorado Rockies. Ian Desmond's 1-out RBI single in the bottom of the 9th lifted Washington past the Mets 3-2. Prince Fielder's RBI single in the bottom of the 8th inning snapped a 4-all tie, and Central leading Milwaukee hung on to defeat visiting Houston 5-4. And the Chicago Cubs avoided a weekend sweep in St. Louis by beating the Cardinals 6-3. Alfonso Soriano hit his second home run in two nights, a two-run shot. Lance Berkman hit a three-run homer in his first game back as the Cards lineup after he missed four games with a sore right shoulder. The Cardinals dropped 2.5 games back of National League Central leading Milwaukee. In other baseball news, the non-waiver trading deadline came and went with a flurry of activity before the market closed yesterday. The Atlanta Braves have acquired speedy outfielder Michael Bourne from the Astros in a 5-player trade. Houston gets outfielder Jordan Schaefer and 3 minor league pitchers. The 28-year-old Bourne is a 2-time Gold Glove winner. He's hitting .303 and leads the majors with 39 stolen bases. Bourne went from the bottom of the National League Central in Houston to the top of the wild card standings with Atlanta, and he wasn't the only player who suddenly found himself in a pennant race. The St. Louis Cardinals fortified their infield by acquiring veteran shortstop Rafael Furcal from the Los Angeles Dodgers in exchange for a minor league prospect. The 33-year-old Furcal is a 2-time All-Star, but is batting just .197 in 37 games while struggling with injuries this season. Furcal has a career batting average of .283 with 298 stolen bases, and he's been considered one of the best leadoff hitters in the game. The Boston Red Sox are adding a much-needed starter to their rotation as the AL East leaders have acquired often-injured left-hander Eric Bedard from Seattle in a 3-team trade that includes the LA Dodgers. Bedard was 15-14 with a .331 ERA and 46 appearances with the Mariners. He missed most of the 09 season and all of the 2010 season after surgery on his throwing shoulder. He was 4-7 with a .365 ERA and 16 starts this season, but spent most of July on the DL due to a knee injury. The AL West leading Rangers continue reworking their bullpen as Texas acquired right-hander Mike Adams from San Diego for a pair of minor league pitchers. Adams is 3-1 with a .113 ERA over 48 relief appearances with the Padres this season. Pittsburgh acquired outfielder Ryan Ludwig from the San Diego Padres for a player to be named or cash considerations. Ludwig hit .238 with a team-leading 11 homers and 64 RBIs in 378 at-bats. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Omaha beating Oklahoma City 12-3 yesterday. They increased their lead. They keep their lead at 5 games over Memphis in the North Division standings. Memphis kept pace with a 5-1 win over the Iowa Cubs yesterday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In NFL news, if Kansas City Chiefs fans could make a wish, they should probably plead for Matt Cassel's continued good health. Behind their Pro Bowl quarterback, at least early in camp, are two potential backups with virtually no NFL experience. One has never completed a pass in the NFL, the other completed 4. It seems a risky way to do business in the rough and tumble world of professional football, but as of now, the Chiefs have not re-signed Brody Croyle, who backed up Cassel last season. They've chosen to go with Tyler Palko and rookie Ricky Stanzi out of Iowa. Palko is a left-handed passer who was behind Croyle last year on the depth chart. Stanzi hit 221 of 345 passes as a senior for the Hawkeyes with 3,004 yards and 25 touchdowns. Well, the Chiefs have signed defensive end Wallace Gilberry to his restricted free agent tender. The 6'2", 268-pound Gilberry was a pleasant surprise during last year's 10-6 run that led to the AFC West title for the Chiefs. In 3 seasons, he's played in 37 regular season games, had 34 solo tackles with 11.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a pair of fumble recoveries. In other NFL news, Plaxico Burress is back in New York, this time, though, with the Jets. The former Giants receiver has agreed in principle to a 1-year contract. He caught the game-winning touchdown in the Giants' upset of the unbeaten New England Patriots in the 2008 Super Bowl before his career derailed after he accidentally shot himself in a New York nightclub later that year. Burress, who turns 34 on August 12th, was recently released from prison after serving 20 months on a gun charge. Because of the NFL post-lockout rules, Burress can't practice with the Jets until Thursday. The San Francisco 49ers say running back Frank Gore will return to the team today after missing the first 4 days of training camp due to a holdout. One day after signing a new five-year, $90 million contract, Peyton Manning reported to the Colts training camp along with his teammates Sunday. They'll begin practicing today, but without their four-time NFL MVP in action. Indy's franchise quarterback will be placed on the physically unable to perform list as he continues to rehab from neck surgery in May. The Washington Redskins decided to stay the course at right tackle Sunday, agreeing to terms with Jamal Brown for a five-year deal worth $27.5 million. Linebacker Nick Barnett has agreed to a three-year, $12 million deal with the Buffalo Bills, 2 days after being cut by the Green Bay Packers. James Jones' agent confirms that the free agent wide receiver is returning to Green Bay with a three-year contract. All-pro fullback Vontae Leach has signed a three-year, $11 million deal with the Baltimore Ravens. The Houston Texans were hoping to re-sign the 6'2", 255-pound Leach, who was the lead blocker for Arian Foster, the NFL's leading rusher last year. The Texans signed first-round draft pick J.J. Watt. The 6'5", 290-pounder was the 11th overall selection after helping Wisconsin win the Big Ten title last year. The Arizona Cardinals signed ex-Baltimore two-time All-Pro tight end Todd Heap to a two-year contract. That's a homecoming for Heap, who grew up in Mesa and was a star at Arizona State. Veteran cornerback Fabian Washington agreed to contract terms with the New Orleans Saints. The Oakland Raiders re-signed free agent free safety Michael Huff. Veteran running back Willis McGahee has signed with the Denver Broncos. The Seahawks and starting middle linebacker Lofa Tatupu have mutually parted ways after the Seahawks defensive captain reportedly declined to restructure his contract. The Titans have agreed to terms on a multi-year deal with tight end Daniel Graham. Unable to reach agreement on a new contract, Olin Kreutz's 13-year run as the Bears' center is over. Chicago has agreed to a two-year deal with former Seahawks center Chris Spencer. The Minnesota Vikings have signed all of their rookie class in time for the start of training camp, including first-round pick Christian Ponder. Ponder was the 12th overall pick out of Florida State, and he'll serve as the backup to newly signed free agent quarterback Donovan McNabb. Also, Matt Turk has signed a one-year contract worth nearly $2 million with the Jacksonville Jaguars, giving the team an experienced punter to replace Adam Podlish. In racing news, Paul Menard took the checkered flag for the Brickyard 400. He got his first career Sprint Cup Series victory at Indianapolis Motor Speedway by conserving fuel and then holding off runner-up Jeff Gordon. It was his 167th Sprint Cup start. Menard's victory continues the trend of first-time winners this season in NASCAR's crown jewel events. Trevor Bayne won the Daytona 500. Reagan Smith won at the Darlington Raceway, while David Reagan won earlier this month at Daytona. In golf, thanks in part to a collapse by Caroline Mason, Taiwan's Yanni Tseng collected her fifth major title. The 22-year-old defending champ carded a 3-under-69 to win the Women's British Open by four shots. American Brittany Lang is the runner-up at Carnoustie, finishing with a 5-under-67 to get to minus 12 for that tournament. Olin Brown finished off his first victory in 3 years of 50 and over golf by rolling home a 30-foot birdie putt in the final hole of the senior U.S. Open. He ended up 15 under after signing for an even par 71, three strokes better than playing partner Mark O'Meara, who carded a 72. Scott Stallings won the Greenbrier Classic in dramatic fashion. The PGA Tour rookie holed a 7-foot birdie putt on his first playoff hole to beat Bob Estes and Bill Haas, who had already missed their birdie attempts on the 168-yard 18th hole. That's the second straight week that a tourney was won in sudden death. Tiger Woods will play in the Australian Open in November in his first trip down under since his personal life unraveled right after a victory at Melbourne. The former number one ranked Woods' last tournament victory came at the 2009 Australian Masters in Melbourne. And the University of Iowa's renovations to Carver-Hawkeye Arena took a step closer to completion this week as coaches and administrators moved their offices back into the facility. Most Hawkeyes coaches and athletic staff members moved out of the building after the final home football game last fall. They set up temporary shop in the Kinnick Stadium press box. The arena, which opened in 1983, is in the final stages of a $47 million renovation. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports the work includes a new practice gym, an 8,000-square-foot workout center, and improvements to the concourses, restrooms, and concession areas. Associate Athletics Director Fred Mims says renovations will likely continue all the way through the start of classes in late August. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.